You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is It's Time to Wake Up by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
And I just want to continue in that same vein because it's just time, ladies. It's time for us to wake up. We've been consumed by so many other things other than what God has purposed on the inside of us. We've been distracted. So many stuff been trying to irritate us. But in this season, we must wake up. Listen, the Lord began to deal with me. He said, we've been allowing life and what has been going on in our life to make us check out. Because it's too hard. Who am I talking to? It's too hard. It's easier to sleep, you said. You just want to sleep your crisis away. He said, wake me up when it's over. But I want to let you know, ladies, if you go to sleep, it will not be over. It will continue to grow. Satan will continue to dig down in his trenches, to dig down his purpose in your life, in your family life, in your children's life. You know, moms, any moms in the house, you know when you're sleepy, when you had children when they were small, and you went to go to sleep, what do? They wake up and some of them tore the house up. So when you go to sleep, just like your children start to play and start to do things that they weren't supposed to do, when you go to sleep, when you choose to sleep your day away because it's too painful, when you choose to sleep through the hurt or sleep through the crisis, you know, what am I talking about? You, I'm awake, I'm here. But the Lord began to deal with me. You're a sleepwalker. A sleepwalker is a medical phenomenon. They can't actually explain it. It's a state between sleep and wakefulness. People do things in their sleep. They're walking in their sleep. They're even talking in their sleep. But when they wake up the next day, they don't remember that they've been sleepwalking. And some of you in situations, you don't understand why. How do I get here? I don't remember doing that. This in the house. There's some of the things you feel like it's so beyond you. I don't recall. I don't know how I got here. I don't know how this went forth, that this happened. You've been sleepwalking. Another thing Lord began dealing with, he said, some of us are dealing with, we know, in a natural narcolepsy. You can't stay awake. You have a spirit of fatigue and heaviness through the day. A narcoleptic, they just sit down in the daytime. They just fall asleep. And that's because we become intoxicated with our life, become intoxicated with our situation. We allow the devil to write the story in our lives, and we have not stopped his drama. We have not took our stand. We have not stood up and say, no, devil, you cannot do this. So when we sleep, and Pastor brought this thing out, Matthew 13:24, it says, another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. And you've been sowing good seed. You've been sowing good seed. But while you sleep, the enemy comes. While you sleep, you got to stay awake. You have to stay, but while you sleep, the enemy comes and he sow tares among the wheat, and he went his way. So he sows rebellion within your children. He sows strife within your marriage. You're so tired. You're not giving each other attention. You're not aware what's going on. And God said, no, from this point on, wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to get on our post. Let there be the end to school shootings. I said this before, as you drop your child off to school, just don't pray for your child. Pray for the school. As you go throughout, you drive home, pray for the communities that you drive by. Shake darkness out. Command light to come. It's time for us to get on our post. It's time for us to get back on the wall. It's time for us to keep on doing what God's called us to do until we see his word manifest, to see his promise come to pass. Romans 13:11 4-14, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. No, I'm just going to go to the 13th verse for the sake of time. Besides this, you know what a critical hour this is. It's critical, y'all. It's some craziness going on. Every time you turn on the news, craziness. Let it aggravate you until you can't help but begin to call names out in your prayer time. It's a critical hour. If we stay asleep, Satan will advance his agenda. He will work his work. But somebody say, no, not today. Somebody say, I'm woke. So he said, it's high time now, not tomorrow. It's high time now for you to wake up out of your sleep. Rouse to reality. Realize and see what's going on for salvation. Glory to God. Final deliverance is nearer to us now. Woo! Than when we first believed. So we also know salvation also means soteria, deliverance. So what the Lord began to deal with me on, that you are closer in your process to getting to the last phase of your shalom. Some of you have been working on some stuff for a minute. You find yourself inching towards a place of breakthrough, inching to a place of deliverance, inching to a place of stability. Let me make it plain. Inching to a place of sleeping through the night, inching to a place of having your thoughts together, inching to a place of not being angry all the time. But now your deliverance has come. God said tonight, that thing you wrestled with in your soul, that thing that have you twisted in your head, God said deliverance is in the house tonight. If there's anything that's been vexing your soul, lift your hands up right now and begin to pull it into your life and say, deliverance has come now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some things pop off. Some things have been happening in our lives. And some of us been dealing with a process. Praise God. Y'all know last year around this time, my mother transitioned. So all year long, man, I know about pain. I know about frustration. I know about hurt. I know about confusion. But I've been inching my way to a place. And I made a decision that I'm not going to allow the pain make me go to sleep. Because it's high time right now. It's a critical hour. And we don't have time, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, you don't have a time to sleep and fall down on a situation, because there's souls that lay in the balance. And it's bigger than your situation right here. It's about the whole family. It's about the generation. It's about the people you're connected with. So even though you're hurt, God says you're closer to your healing than you've ever been before, because this is a season. And I put a grace and anointing for you to wake up. Because Satan will work what he'll work. He wants you to eat of the fruit of pain. He wants you to eat of the fruit of brokenness. He wants you to eat of the fruit of disappointment. And you'll go through some stuff. But what blessed me, what helped me, that even though I was dealing with some brokenness, but God said, I'm close to a contrite and a broken spirit. So even though I was feeling broken, I knew my broken place and my brokenness was a ticket to him. Satan wants you to think you're all by yourself. Anybody dealing with some brokenness in your life? If you're dealing with some brokenness in your life, it's a ticket into the holies of holies. It's a ticket to his feet. It's a ticket to his arms. It's a ticket to his face. If you just keep crawling and keep getting there to the best way you can, before you know it, you'll find a place in him. Somebody said, my deliverance has come now. He says, so it's nearer to us now than when we first believe, adhere to, trust in, rely on the Christ, the Messiah. The night is far gone. The day is almost here. Let us drop, fling away the works and the deeds of darkness. Just let some stuff go. Let some stuff go. Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong. They should not have said that, but let it go. Let it go. Don't let it attach to your heart. Don't rehearse it. Let it go. Works of, you know, deeds and darkness, anger, bitterness, strife, unforgiveness. Those are all deeds of darkness. We're children of light. The love of God has been shed abroad in our heart. We should not be walking in bitterness. We shouldn't be spiteful. We shouldn't be revengeful. We shouldn't be jealous, acting competition and all that kind of stuff. We're children of light. We're women of light. That should not be of us. So we let it go tonight. Let it go. Who did what? Who did not do what? How they looked at you? How they side-eyed you? How they talked about you, how they treated you. It don't care. Don't care. God said, don't care about it, because it's a righteous thing to God to trouble them that trouble you. God said, let me handle it. Drop it off. Put on the full armor of light. And it says, let us live. Let's begin living. You have to put away your grave clothes. You got to put away your mourning. I know you missed the person, but it's time to live. God said, I'm getting ready to do something in your life. I cannot bring light and life and goodness in your life if you're keeping company with dead things. Life and death don't cohabitate together. You got to let go death. You got to release death and embrace life. Oh, who've been grieving and stuck in your grief? Lift your hands up tonight. I embrace life right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Because grief will put you to sleep. Will lay you right out. You become a sleepwalker. Walking by people in your family, walking by people in your house and seeing them, but not seeing them. Not present at all. You're absent. God says time for us as women to be present and accounted for. Come on, it's too much stuff going on as we sleep. Satan start messing with our family, messing with our children. You walking around your kitchen and not even realize your daughter have not been home all night long. But you're so intoxicated with your grief. You're nursing a dead thing. And God said, life is right in front of you. You got to embrace the youthfulness in your home, in your kitchen, and let go of what has been dead. And realize there's something eating on the inside of her. And I know everything ain't right in your life, but God said, let the dead thing go and live. Live. Take a deep breath. Live. Woosa, baby. Woosa. Let it go. We got to release that thing. And you got to stop rehearsing it. And then you got to limit the conversation with the individuals who are stuck. When God's setting you free, he's delivering you and move you from one place to the other. You got to shake some people off, shake some things loose, and recognize I'm not dead no more. I've been risen. I've been quickened. I've been raised up to sit in heavenly place with Christ Jesus. I got to let this thing go. Who am I talking to? You got to let it go. Let it go. You got to release the abuse. You've been victimized at the age of 5, at the age of 10. I know about those things. At the age of 5, I was victimized by a babysitter. At the age of 10, I was victimized by somebody else. Had to go live someplace else and fighting for my life, walking through the woods with a friend. I was thinking about this week, and I was walking through the woods with a friend. I didn't recognize that some 6 boys were following us, teenage boys. We were 10 years old, and 6 teenage boys were following us and came up on us from behind and began to grab us and pull. And my friend was smaller than me, and I was tall, so I was able. I hit the boy, and I ran away, and I was running, and then I realized, so her crying after me, calling my name, that I left her behind, and I turned around, and I saw them pulling her apart and straddling her down, and I began to say, I was perplexed. I didn't know what to do because I was outnumbered. So I began to move towards her and scream the loudest I could scream. As I began to scream bloody murder in the woods, the boys looked up and let her go. And she ran to me and we ran to her house. And I never forget, we got down in the basement cellar and we just huddled together and we just hugged each other, traumatized, terrorized, mesmerized by what we've been through. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I had to let that thing go. Otherwise, every man would terrorize me. I wouldn't be able to make love to my husband if I did not let it go. If I didn't let go the death thing, if I didn't let the thing that go that touched me, I wouldn't be able to be who I am right now. I'd be stuck in my trauma, stuck in my nightmare, looking over my shoulder, never to have a relationship with my husband. But I want to let you know, God has quickened you women by the Spirit of God. Whatever has touched you naturally cannot stand next to the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, set me free. I got a story to tell. But you have to begin to say, no, I got to wake up. All those things, man, came against my identity. It was assignment from the pit of hell to corrupt my files that God placed on the inside of me when I was placed in my mother's womb. Satan wanted me to think that I wasn't good for anything but physicality, roughness, harshness, abuse, misuse. He want me to think that I was an object. And if you believe that file, if you read his file, you'll never be able to operate in a awake state. So tonight you have to shake those things off and say, no, I'm letting it go. I'm not going to carry this thing anymore. I'm not going to let it define me. Who am I talking to? Walking around timid, lacking confidence, questioning your capacity, wondering if you have what it takes. All of those things are lies from the pit of hell. Came at you from a young age. God told Eve that Satan will bruise your heel. See it here. And your seed will bruise his head. If you ever had a bruise on your heel, And you try to walk, what happens? You walk with a limp. And that's Satan's desire, that you walk through purpose with a limp. Never walking as you should. When you're walking with a limp, you're walking tentatively. You're walking cautiously, hesitantly. You don't want to put any pressure on the wounded area. But tonight, if you just give over to God what's been touched and what has been soiled and what has been abused and what has been misused, you'll be able to put pressure on that broken area of your heart. Somebody reach their hands and say, God, heal me. So God says, I want you to be awake, and you got to begin to live. You have to begin to live. Live the life that God has purposed and called you to live. Isaiah 60, why? Because he has purpose and destiny. He has things for you to do. He wants you to impact lives. He wants to use you to make a difference. But as long as you're stuck with what has been trying to lull you to sleep, man, you ever been really hurt and you just, you know, you see, we're too old sometimes to even, but I remember when I had knee surgery, that pain was so intense that I was breathing. And before you know, I just kind of just dozed right off to sleep. Because pain could be so intense that it's too hard to be awake. That's why you chose to be a sleepwalker. Because it's just too hard to be awake. But somebody say, it's time to wake up. Isaiah 61, arise from depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come, women. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, my sisters. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness all peoples. But the Lord shall arise, glory to God, upon you, O Jerusalem. But let me say, O women, and his glory shall be seen on you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about. Get a panoramic view. This view only comes from your place seated in heavenly places with God. But as long as you stay down broken on the ground, your view is limited. But get up, rise up and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar. Your daughters shall be carried and nursed in the arms. The moms who were here at the altar, your sons are coming back home. Your daughters are coming back home. They're coming to their senses. They're going to come and do right. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and tremble with joy with the glorious deliverance, glory to God, and be enlarged, God says, because the abundant wealth of the Dead Sea shall be turned to you. And unto you, you shall see nations shall come with their treasures. All that stuff we've been dealing with all year that we're trying to restrict us, suppress us, subdue us, make you feel confined, was all about you thinking that there is a limited place for you, that there's not room for you for more. Satan wants you to give up and stop believing God for more. But tonight, when we wake up and we begin to embrace the glory that has risen upon us as women, we'll begin to be able to enlarge our territory and reach for what God has for us. Listen to what the message says. The first verse says, get out of bed. Wake up. Put your face in the sunlight. God's bright glory has risen for you. Tell your sister sitting next to you, say, get out of bed. Tell her, wake up. Say, the glory of God is on you. Tell somebody else, say, wake up. Get out of bed. The glory of God is on you. You have stuff to do, places to go, lives to be touched, territory to be taken. Wake up. Don't get left behind. God says, stop sleeping on who you are. Stop sleeping on yourself. You know, you hear that saying, oh, you know, you hear people say, don't sleep on me. Basically, don't underestimate me. You've been underestimating yourself. Reason for, because you heard a lot of criticism all your life. A lot of negativity all your life. But I crush the seed of that word right now. And I command that word to no longer bring forth fruit in your soul. And that the Holy Ghost takes a shove and uproot what has been planted in the name of Jesus. Ah, I hear this by the Spirit of the Lord. Say, shut up. Stop talking down to me. Stop limiting me.
Are you ready to be awakened to your purpose, your passion, and your true self? Dr. Marcia Bailey, Dr. Herbert Bailey, and their ministry guest, Prophetess Brenda Todd, will help to stir up those things within you that lie dormant. Awaken to the possibilities that you possess with these timely messages. Order this series today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for the SWATA Women's Conference, The Awakening.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m.
Friday, Women's Bible Study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.